Hey, what's up, bariatric badasses? This is Derek. This is the Bariatric Badass Podcast. How's everybody doing? It is October 28th, 1974. It is my birthday. And I'm officially 49 because I was born early in the morning. 1 year away from being over the hill. But that's neither here nor there. I feel aged. I don't feel young. I don't feel wise. But it is what it is. So there's a big conversation in one of our chat, Bariatric Food Porn Recipe. There is where you can open up chats, right? And people can come in. We have the chats we have now is general chat or general chat. There is nutrition and fitness questions that Charisse can answer, because Charisse is very educated with the nutrition, and both of us together wise on fitness. We also have the bariatric portion control bowls, where we are, of course, starting to sell our portion control bowls. And right now, they're limited supply, very inexpensive. One thing I want everybody to know when it comes to those portion control bowls, if you go to facebook.com/TheBariatrica, you can see the post that has the portion control bowls, what they look like, the prices, plus shipping. Now, we thought about going through and getting more portion control bowls, but the ones that we have now compared to the prices, and this is just insane. This is inflation at its best. Completely blew me away. When we originally bought these bowls, it was 2020, I believe. So it was 2020. Maybe it was 2019. I don't remember. But irregardless, the price was reasonable. They have tripled in price, so we will not be getting any more portion control bowl containers, because I don't feel like charging anybody in our community triple to help them get through the madness of bariatric life. Like, for real. And you know what? The portion control bowls, as I'm going to roll in, and of course that was my rollout rant, portion control, discipline, very important. Portion control and discipline is what you need to be thinking about right now. So this podcast is brought to you by Bariatrica, of course, facebook.com/TheBariatrica, one word, no spaces. Go to our page, give us a like, subscribe to the podcast. I'm currently out of work right now because of getting hurt. I'll be out of work until the 7th, so I have 10 days before I go back to work. I'm pretty excited. Sucks being out of work for 6 weeks, especially when your short-term disability is taking their sweet-ass time. So, go to that page, facebook.com/TheBariatrica, one word. We have a GoFundMe that we have set up to try to cover cost prescriptions. I think that's one thing that I'm not really getting like I need is my prescriptions. I've gone without a few prescriptions for the past 3 weeks because, well, Charisse is type 1 diabetic and she needs her insulin. And my son, of course, is epileptic and he needs his medications as well. So I have no problem going without a few of my prescriptions. I'm good. But I would like to get them. So if you would go check out that GoFundMe, if you can donate $5, $2, I don't care. If you can't donate, please share. Please share it. I would really appreciate it. Let's go. Let's roll out portion control into the title of this podcast, which I'm not sure what I'm going to title this podcast, but what I do know is it's important that everybody knows when it comes to plateaus and stalls, it comes down to one thing. If you are past the 2-year mark, right? So pretty much research shows that you will lose weight from your weight loss surgery. You know, I think it's like 70%, depending on what surgery you had. I think 65% for sleeve, 75% for RNY. I do believe 80% for the duodenal switch. But one thing you need to understand when it comes to that is that's just how the science works. That's just how, biologically, that's how your body works. Okay, so for those first 2 years, if you are in those 2 years, even if you're past the two-year mark, you're 9 years, you're 10 years out, these stalls and plateaus are, they're hell. You know, they ravage your mind, your mental health, and it's really difficult to understand what you need to do and what's important. Now, let's start with the two-year mark. So if you're within that two-year mark post weight loss surgery, one thing you need to understand is weight loss surgery is an intense body. What would I say? It's an intense, it wreaks havoc on your body. It really does. It's kind of like getting in a car accident. Everything changes. Your hormones go cuckoo bananas. They go crazy. And when your hormones go crazy because you have been hurt, you know, your broken arm or you broke a leg or you were in a car accident or you had a fall or you got sick or you, whatever, weight loss surgery, a very intense procedure on your body. It's going to cause your hormones to go crazy. And as you go from, give myself an example, as I went from 405 and I started losing weight, I got to a point about 3 months in where I didn't lose weight for 2 months. It was very frustrating. I didn't understand. I thought my weight loss surgery was broken when in fact it was my hormones that needed to align with everything else in my body in order for me to continue losing weight. That takes time. Well, depending on who you are, what type of lifestyle you live, as long as you're getting your water in, as long as you're doing your best, eat foods that you should be eating per, you know, your surgeon's guidelines, getting some type of exercise. Exercise is medicine for the body. Movement is medicine, is what I quoted. Hold up. Wawa H2O. Ho! Oh, as I almost spilled it. Anyway, so again, hormones. They need time to catch up. Okay? So if you're stalling, if you're plateauing, it doesn't matter how long you've been stalling, it doesn't matter how long you've been plateauing, within that two-year mark, you need to stop stressing about it. One of the biggest problems, and this is from our experience, we've done a ridiculous amount of research on this subject. We have clients from before when we had our business open, clients that had stalls, they had plateaus, they were having problems with those issues. And we would refer them to something that de-stresses you. We all do things that de-stress us. And one of those things, the last thing you need to do is substance abuse. If you're using substance abuse, if you're self-medicating to try to de-stress yourself, which some of us do, you know, a lot of us do. Some of us drink. Some of us, you know, have these sexual addictions. Some of us, pain medications, you know, illicit drugs, whatever. That is not going to de-stress your mind. Period. Substance abuse will cause more stress. I know what I'm talking about. I have done ridiculous amounts of research. I've lived this research. So I know what I'm talking about. So believe me when I say, do not use substances regardless of what they are. If they've been prescribed by your doctor, go by your doctor's orders, but don't self-medicate, period. I'm going to give you, towards the end of the podcast, I'm going to give you the ultimate stress reliever. It's work. It's a little bit of work, but it is the absolute best stress reliever that you can do. And it's not sex. Let's get you out right there. So, again, number one, portion control. We're going to go three steps to beating a plateau, beating a stall, call whatever you want. Number one, portion control, right? We're in probably the most stressful time of our lives right now. A lot's going on. We're about ready to go to war. Everybody's afraid of nuclear. Everybody's afraid of getting locked down again and another pandemic happening. Understandable. So there's a lot of stress happening right now. So one thing you need to consider is portion control. Now, of course, like I said, you go to our page, facebook.com/TheBariatrica, one word, we are selling portion control bowls. With those portion control bowls, you get a $30 gift certificate to our library. Charisse has written over a dozen ebooks, very useful ebooks, as well as weight loss programs, muscle building programs, general health programs. Charisse is very intelligent, wise, and she's just an incredible person. So go there and get those bowls. If not, find a way to portion control. Now, why do I say find a way to portion control? If you don't have the money, you know, to go and buy 10 bowls or, you know, five each bowls, can be a 4, 6, and 8 ounce. Actually, it's 8.5 ounce. Portion control bowls, all very useful, very sturdy portion control bowls. Because in the end, it's always going to be about your what you're putting in your body. If you're within that 2-year mark, your body is just going bananas. All right. So practicing portion control is a great way to have your habits change. Okay, the next one is exercise, of course. A lot of people say, and of course, Dr. Vong is, don't go to the gym after you have weight loss surgery. The exercise will ruin your weight loss surgery. So that is the most asinine statement I've ever heard in my life, right? Because one, exercise is good for you, regardless of what you say. You build stamina. You get cardiovascular health. Very important. And I'm one person who believes thoroughly my cardiovascular health is more important to me than building muscle. That's just because I had a heart condition. You know, I got atrial fibrillation. Cardiovascular health is important to me. At 49 years old, I want to be able to move, right? I want to be able to chase my kids down the street because they're being little shits. I want to be able to keep up with Charisse, who's 10 years younger than me. I want to be able to continue to work and have the health and the stamina and the ability to work. So my cardiovascular health is important, right? Movement is medicine. Movement will de-stress your mind, okay? Movement is extremely important, and it doesn't matter what you're doing. Like I said before in the previous podcast, or first 2 or 3 podcasts ago, about when I got hurt and got put out of work, found out I was going to be out of work for 6 to 8 weeks. And so the first 2 weeks of me being out, I just sat in my bed, depressed, trying to let my body heal. And that was possibly the worst thing I could have been doing, is sitting on my bed, not doing a damn thing, spending 8 hours on my phone. I'm ashamed of it, but it is what it is. I did catch it in the third week, got up, started doing the small things. I'm somebody who is very adamant about small things, okay? So when I say small things, it comes to movement and exercise. Get up, clean your house. Is it already clean? clean it again. Get up and get busy. Do shit. It's important that you are moving and not letting your body just collect dust, not letting your body sit, you know, in some type of like some type of couch potato-ish type of thing. Depression will knock us on our ass. Depression will cause us to not want to do anything, to not have any will, to not have any discipline. Okay? Movement is medicine. Exercise is important. And it's not just because, and it's not going to cause your weight loss surgery to get any worse. It's all about your mental health. Okay? It's all about movement. It's all about cardiovascular health, getting the blood pumping through your body, getting your heart beating. Exercise, exercise, exercise. The third and final step, or not step. The third, we had what? Portion control, exercise, and now the absolute best, and this is kind of an exercise, but the absolute, in my opinion, in Charisse's educated opinion, in my experienced opinion, the best thing that you can do right now to de-stress yourself while your body catches up, so your hormones can catch up with the rest of your body and align perfectly, you can start losing again, is to do yoga. 9 years ago, 8 years ago, when I was all about, lifting, testosterone, lift the weights, let's get swole. Charisse, of course, was doing yoga. You know, she is a certified yoga therapist. She tried to get me to do it, and I was like, nah, oh God, no. I don't want to do any yoga. That's just boring, and it's not going to help me. Probably the biggest mistake I ever made in my life was to not adapt some type of yoga into my workout regimen, especially as you're aging, especially as your body's going through a massive transformation. Your body goes through a massive transformation. You're aging. Yoga will help you be able to move. If you have back problems like myself, I have a bulging disc. I have sciatica in both of my legs. One thing you need to understand is it's not going to fix it, but it's going to treat it to where it's going to be able to be manageable. So with my back pain and my hip pain, doing 5 minutes of yoga every morning, which is what I do while I wait for my kids to get dressed. I got a little program that I follow that I do every morning that helps with my aging body being able to move. And it is probably possibly, now yoga is hard, okay? It's probably possibly the most important thing that you can do if you want to break a stall, if you want to, you know, kick that plateau, is start being a yogi. And what a yogi is somebody who does yoga. If you don't know how to do it, get on YouTube and search yoga. Go to a yoga class in your city at one of your gyms. You will thank me. I promise you, you will thank me. Start doing yoga. Become a yogi. Just commit your entire life to your health and your wellness. When you do this, you know, this feels good. I've been doing, you know, I've been going to yoga class now for 2-3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever. Whatever you're disciplined to do, you'll forget about your stall. You'll forget about your plateau. Month in, after you've been trying your best at yoga, you will go and you'll stand on the scale and you'll go, all of a sudden you're 10 pounds lighter. And you're like, what the hell? It's de-stressing your body, allowing your body to do what it has to do, allowing your body and your hormones to align, is what's going to help you break your stall. It's going to help you break your plateau. This also goes for anybody who has post-surgery past 2 years. If you're having trouble losing weight, you need to do something. You need to start learning something. You need to start doing some type of exercise, some type of yoga, and do it for the reason because it feels amazing. If it's hard, it's a good hard, right? Being obese is hard. You know, being poor, not having a lot of money to pay for gym memberships is hard. Yoga is very hard. But yoga, just like any other exercise, you got to practice it. You got to practice because in the beginning, when you start doing yoga, it's going to seem like you're not doing the right thing. You're going to get winded. You're going to get tired. That's just how it is. You won't perfect yoga positions unless you practice. And while you're practicing, your body's going to love you. Your hormones are going to align and you're going to break your stall. So that's it. That's the end of the podcast. I'm lucky that my kids haven't interrupted me yet. Again, please go to facebook.com/thebariatrica, one word. Go follow our page. Subscribe to the podcast, no matter where you're listening to us, whether you're on Apple, Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Subscribe. It doesn't matter where you live. But this is our brand is worldwide. We have everybody from, Afghanistan, Finland, Russia, China, all types of followers from all over the world. It's a beautiful thing. Go check out our page. If you can, donate to our GoFundMe. I would be grateful. If you can't, it's cool. Please share. Please share. At least comment on it or comment on this podcast. I really appreciate it. If you go into the description of this podcast, you will find my handles. I'm just going to go at it right now. TikTok, of course, Bariatric Badass. Instagram, Bariatric Badass. Now, X, formerly known as Twitter, somebody's got Bariatric Badass already. So I couldn't use that handle on Twitter. I mean, X. but it is Bari Badass. Bari Badass, one word. You know, give me some follows. I'll follow you back. I love you guys so much. It's so good to be able to feel like I'm inspired enough to start making content again because it's been hard. It's been really hard. My health, everything is, a lot of stuff has happened in the last year and a half that has really, you know, pretty much kicked me in the gut, dealing with a lot of depression and stress, self-loathing, etc. But I'm back. I feel like I'm making progress. I mean, the problems that I have right now, they're not going to be fixed overnight. So having the discipline, the will to continue is what I'm doing right now. That's why I'm pumping out as many podcasts as I can because it makes me feel good to sit here and talk. You know, even though I'm talking to nobody, nobody's in this room, right? It's just me. The kids are in the next room. Talking helps me de-stress. Whatever helps you de-stress, get at it. Become obsessed. Be disciplined with whatever you're doing. Love you guys. Take care of yourself and definitely take care of others. Peace.